know the funk don't always give you what you want, but it'll give you what you need. You know what I'm saying? We never left. Yo, we back. NHFA in your face. Bringing you something good to your ear hole, y'all. Check it out. It's our time to shine. It's our time to grind. It's the phone. Hey, 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 what's happening? What's happening? How you guys doing out there? Welcome to another edition right here on IBM.TV of Funk Music with Zach. Today, I got a real special guest coming from the West Coast, which is the best coast, y'all. My friend up in Washington State, Miss Lisa Graham from the Art Awareness Project is going to be joining us today. She's going to be kicking with us. We're going to be looking at some of her artwork. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the world, and we're going to get a perspective from the other side of the country, y'all. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in today on IBM.TV. Funk from the front seat is live. It's hot. It's always popping. We got what you got. We want y'all to come in, tune in, join us, get with it. I know a lot of you guys will be out there on the thread. It's all good because when you hit the thread, my man, the main man behind the glass, keeping it real, my producer, Mr. Mark Lee, will most definitely let me know. What's up, Mark? How you doing? Thanks for making it happen. If you got a birthday today, know we love you. If you got an anniversary today, know we feeling you. If you just recently lost somebody in your family, know that we care about you. And we appreciate everything that you guys are going through out there. You know, we're going to always pump it up like we always do. And we're going to bring in some funk just for you. We're going to be kicking it. Hello. Roll call, y'all. We're going to get right on today with Miss Lisa Graham. Get up, get up. You know what time it is. Come on. Yeah, yeah. West Coast, wake up. East Coast in the house. Down south, y'all got a dirty mouth. The middle of the country, y'all. What's up, New York? What's up north? Come on and join us. Funk from the front seat. Right now, my special guest is Miss Lisa Graham. Woo! What's up, Lisa? How you doing? We're going to be having a few technical difficulties today, but it's okay because we're going to work that out because it is coming from the West Coast. You know how Sir Knows is always trying to get in on stuff. So we're going to bring in Lisa in a second. She's the CEO and founder of the Art Awareness Project out in Washington State. And she does all these great things. We're going to be looking at some of her artwork, and we're going to be getting into a lot of the issues that we know that we're dealing with. And right now we got Lisa back. I think she's zooming in and out. It's all good. Yes. Hi, how are you? Don't worry about that. It's going to buffer up in a second. As soon as we get your picture up, we're going to have Mark bring you up. There you go. Hi, Mark. Hi, how you doing? Mark, can you make her bigger? Yeah, yeah. Bring her up a little bit. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Funk from the front seat. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be on.
Hey, it's good. It's good to have you. There you go, Mark. Thank you. First of all, you know, I want to thank you for, you know, getting up this early and taking the time to hang out with us, you know, and get into what we're going to get into. I've always been a big fan of yours. I'm trying to plug my headphones in now. You can still hear me, right?
Yeah.
Right? You can still hear me. Okay. All right. I've always been a big, you know, watching all your work. Sorry, forgive me out there. Today we're hanging out with Ms. Lisa Graham on Funk from the Front Seat. She is the CEO and co-founder, as well as community activist up in Washington State. I want you guys to give her a big round of applause out there. And again, I've always been a big fan of yours because, you know, we're so far away, but you always have such kind things to say, and you're always very helpful at keeping everybody's spirits lifted. And for that, you're a treasure. For that, I bow down to you. You're a treasure. All right. As we bounce in and out, and I'm not sure if it's the weather or it could be technical issues with the streaming process, but we're just going to continue the interview anyway. Okay, don't worry about it.
Appreciate those kind words from the heart.
Yes, yes. It's believe me, it means a lot when people see you and, you know, all of the... It's like the world is in such a crazy place and always has been. And when people like you are around, it just makes it a little bit brighter. You know, it makes it a little bit brighter. So are you originally from Washington State?
Yes, I was born here in Yakima, Washington.
Okay.
Lived, you know, throughout the Pacific Northwest.
Okay. Okay. And I know that you went to school there as well, right? You haven't really didn't go to school in another state. What was it like the early years going to like high school and college in that part of the country? Because me coming from New York, I would have no idea what the vibe would be like. I know you come from where Jimi Hendrix was born. So just for that alone.
Yeah.
What was the music scene like there?
Yeah. Here on the West Coast. Oh, the music scene is fantastic. We have all different kinds of genre here. We're pretty eclectic, and it's just amazing. And we mix our great entertainment of music with that. So we're definitely, that's our focus here in our city.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Yes. I know. How did you get into the funk? Because I know you know all the tag funk lines. When I was watching you, I was like, oh, she's a funketeer, you know. So how did you get into the funk? At what point in your life did that drop on you?
That funk? That was my mom. My mom okay. is a funketeer.
Okay.
So, I was raised on funk music. My mom attended, I remember, and all of my life, all funk. But I remember her specifically attending a Bootsy Collins concert in Portland. And I think it was back in the 70s or whatnot and stuff. But yeah, my mom is a funketeer. She's an original funk princess.
Okay. So it's in your DNA.
A queen. Yes, it is.
Yo, that's tight. Cause I watch some of the stuff you drop, and I always see you on some of the funk threads yes. since I've been back into it. Yeah, that's crazy tight. See, that's what funk is. See, if the world could just do what we're doing now and just be funk heads together, it would be a better place, right?
Yes. It's up to us to teach.
Totally.
We got to give it up.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Totally. I just want to let my audience know, too, we're on a bit of a delay. So if you see us pausing for a second, we're basically listening to each other. Again, here we are hanging out, IBM.TV, mm-hmm. with Miss Lisa Graham, co-founder and CEO of the Art Awareness Project. And we're going to be looking at some of her work and talking about that in a minute. So as you got more into art, and I know your background is nursing, you have all of these different creative giving things. Have you always just been such a giving spiritual light to people? You're amazing. You're like an angel.
That was the way I was raised. I was raised that way by my grandmother and mm-hmm. By my whole family. Was it's, you know, our job to, you know, give and do the best we can, be the best people ourselves so we can help others. So that's where that came from. It came from my family and mainly, you know, from my grandmother.
Right.
I would have to say, and passed down to all of us.
Right. Wow. Your grandmother was an amazing lady, still is, if you know, she's a guardian angel. You know, that's a beautiful thing. For real. Yeah, you know, because when you can see that,
thank you.
It does something, you know, to people inside, you know, And we do need more people like you in the world. When you started getting into your artwork, was that something that happened to you early on in your creative life?
Yes. When I was a young girl, my mom, I'm a really shy person, and my mom would just sit me down and, you know, she said that she would give me a piece of paper and some crayons or whatever, and I would just color all day.
Right.
Color, you know, draw, whatever. But my mother is an artist from her as well. She was a painter. Smell of oil. So it was a young age. I think I was like 4.
Wow. See, that's you're gifted. So usually that's when it will probably hit you early on, because the creator gives everybody something. You know,
yeah,
and that's just one of your things, and that's really cool. I told you, I can't. When I had introduced you to my nephew Pat, right? I said, "Listen, I can't even draw a circle. I'm so jealous of him because I can't. If I took a can and tried to do it with a pen, I just that's not my thing." And I get so mad at him. I was like, "Man, yeah, I do."
We each have our own thing, though. We each have our own thing. You got that positive vibe. You got that ability to communicate with people and draw people in. We each all have our own thing, you know.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's how we're blessed.
I appreciate that. I do. But I want to draw. I'm just messing with you. Yeah, I'm just joking. But yeah, it's so when we start to figure things out and you know your path, your path seems like the creator specifically chose you. You know, first of all, I've been highlighting women this month, strong, powerful women. I wanted to highlight in honor of Kamala Harris. And you know, I thought, like, how can I change the show up a little bit? And I said, let me just start really, you know, highlighting some of these women that I see in social media, especially during COVID, doing these great things. And you were doing this before. You know what I mean? You've been doing this a long time. So I was like, you know, let me just try to come up with a list of names. And, you know, here we are hanging out, you know. And that's really cool. It's really mad cool, you know. For those of you that don't know, this is Lisa Graham. Mark's going to run your information on the banner as well on the bottom. He's typing that up now. And, you know, she's the founder and CEO. So anytime you hear the word founder and CEO, you know, she's putting in work, you know, and you should be commended. So tell me, what do you think about the current climate of where we are when it comes to having a powerful woman at that table in the White House?
It's a wonderful climate. It's about time.
Yeah, it is.
It's long overdue.
Yeah, it is.
And women, you know, I really feel that women, you know, not to put men down, but women are incredibly strong if they are in the right position. And this is a wonderful time and a wonderful opportunity for a woman to step in there and really take charge of the situation, because we're in a mess right now.
Yeah, we are.
And I feel that women, when it comes to situations where things are kind of a mess, we're built to clean that up. We're built to, you know, jump in there, make a difference, get everything lined up and move forward. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And we're healers. We're natural nurturers. You know, it's in our nature. So we really need that right now in our country. And I think the fact that Kamala is in there, it couldn't be a better time. This is the absolute perfect time for a woman to lead this country.
Yeah, they always say Mother Nature knows, right? Because I've always felt that's right. See, Mother Nature knew it was time for a woman. I've always felt that women, being minorities, you know, always had a disadvantage, you know, and not just because I have two daughters, but because I know the way the system works. I've been in some of those rooms where there has been a qualified woman when I was working in healthcare, and, you know, she had to be maybe a little bit better than, say, the administrator that was coming in, which could be a man as opposed to a woman. And then I also, I've worked for the Carmelite nuns, right? For, you know, in Clove Lakes in Staten Island for 10 years and Clove Lakes Nursing and Rehab. So I've seen powerful women in powerful places running major corporations. And I just applaud you. Shout out to all the strong women out there, you of which are one. And you guys really do have a grip on things that we don't as men see, you know. And Camilla, I'll be honest with you. We on the East Coast, we didn't know anything about her at all. You know, living in North Carolina, Virginia, you know, Georgia, New York, Philly, we only heard bits and pieces. We knew nothing about this powerful woman from the West Coast. And I couldn't understand why people were hating on her without even knowing her, just because, you know. And it made me kind of sad. And I was glad. I was glad when she fought that off. Tell me your opinion about that.
Excuse me, can you repeat that again?
I was saying I was very glad to see Camilla fight off a lot of the early on hate, because a lot of people on the East Coast just didn't know her. And I was like, what do you think about that? How do you think, you know, your opinion about it?
Oh, she handled it well. I'm pretty sure, you know, knowing her reputation as it stands, she was ready for that.
Yeah.
You know, these are the times, you know, women have to work double time to stand up for themselves. We're not going to get that easy break like a man would.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact that she was prepared for that. You know, we remember, you know, when Clinton was, when she was up, you know, for a presidency, she, it was the same situation, you know, the fact that this country just fights back, you know, as women, especially minority women as leaders. It's something that, you know, the establishment just, you know, just doesn't approve of. And now is the time to make a difference that way.
That's right.
So, you know, this is a great time. She's going to do fantastic.
Yes, she is. And I'm happy for her. You know, here we are hanging out. Yes. On Funk from the Front Seat with my friend from the West Coast, Miss Lisa Graham. She's the Art Awareness Program founder and CEO. I want to thank you again, Lisa, for joining us. For all you fans tuning in out there, please, y'all can check us out on IBM.TV at 12 p.m. every Saturday right here. And, you know, you can hang out and see all the great things that we're talking about. And again, you know, if you're out there, please, public service announcement, be safe, wear your mask, hand sanitizer. Got that out the way, yeah. Bang, you know, make sure, right? You, a lot of times when I see you and you're posting stuff in addition to working, you always have these really nice, bright, cute sayings, right? And one of my favorite ones that you post, it says, unexpected kindness is the most powerful, least costly, and most underrated agent of human change, right? Believe me, I pay attention to you. I watch.
Oh, that's the so sweet.
I'm telling you, and those little things mean a lot. You know, you never you touch so many people. You're like a ripple that just keeps going into space. But a lot of times when we touch people, we don't even know we touched them. So sometimes I'll take your mantra and use it for my day. And when I'm going through stuff or whatever, I'll be like, oh, let me go back and read your quote, right? What made you start posting those things?
It's because people are negative in their mindset and actions. And, you know, it's up to us to make a change. And, when, you know, we all make mistakes. We're all, you know, we all have our hard times. We all have, you know, something going on in our lives. You really can make a difference if you, out of nowhere, you know, give someone some kindness when they're expecting something negative. And I did that the other day, and it made a huge difference in this person and stuff. I saw that they were struggling and they had made a mistake, like we all do. And
yeah, we
this
do.
Person, you know, this person thought immediately that I was going to do something negative because they made this mistake. And I was like, no, this was a mistake. It's okay. You know, this, you know, you're doing a great job. These are tough times. And let me work, you know, with you and us together to make a difference. This person was blown away. They thought I was going to, you know, charge them extra money or call them a name. I could tell by their reaction that they thought I was going to meet a negative with a mistake that they made. And no, you know, I said, you know, this was a mistake and these are stressful times and you're doing great. We don't need any more negativity.
That's
we don't
right.
need that. No.
Kudos to you. Again, yeah, let me tell you, you're a very powerful person. I know because I'm only attracted to certain people, but since you're kind of on the other side, we stay in touch back and forth. We read different posts and everything, right? Again, I was like, I couldn't wait all this week. I couldn't wait to have you on the show because I love your energy back and forth. And I love the fact that, you know, you're willing to share this with us as you do every day. You're very, very busy. We're going to get into your artwork and you can tell us more about your nonprofit and how it benefits youth. But there was one more thing that I wanted to ask you and mm-hmm. talk to you about. And you wrote down once three things you should never feel guilty of, you know. And one is change for the better, knowing your worth, and staying true to your vision. And that last one, staying true to your vision, a lot of times I'll look to that. And thank you. I'll look to that. Because a lot of times, you know, that's the thing, you know. So, again, I'm watching. I always read your stuff and I write down some things. And I was like, okay, you know, this is something I wanted to ask you about, you know. Your quotes of the day, I call them, you know, is that part of your whole demeanor, your whole vibe? You're just like, because you seem like to me, that's just you being you. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's me being me.
Yeah.
It's me being me. Yeah, you know, you got to stay true to your vision and what you're doing. And, you know, we all have to navigate in life and we have to go with the flow. You can't just be, you know, I guess you would say be determined, but don't be what would be the word? Stubborn. We can't be stubborn in our goals, but you have to stay true to your vision. Because if you're not true to your vision, you kind of lose your way.
Yeah.
And it's very easily when you're working with others and stuff, they try to kind of like get you away from your vision. You have to stay true to that. You have to keep going no matter what. And a lot of times people get focused on money and that can make it a difference, number one. And the money at that time would as well. It just does. It comes and goes.
Right. I know, speaking of vision,
yeah,
one of your visions was to make this art awareness project a reality. So walk us through that and tell us how you came about this vision and you wanted to really make it a concrete, living, breathing entity that gives back to the community. So when you first came about it, I was watching. I know you was trying to find buildings and, you know, trying to find funding and things like that. So just tell me a little bit about when you first put it together, you and your team.
Actually, when I realized that the art combined with skills was really the ticket for success for artists, that came from Marvin Craig of the group Original Lakeside.
Okay.
He took me out for a drink at a casino in Redmond, Washington. one night after the concert. And he told me, he said, Lisa, whatever you do, always do your best and never accept anything but the best. But he also told me that it was extremely important as an artist to have a viable skill. Because there are times when your art is not going to be there to support itself financially. So you have to have something as a backup. So then that right. I took that, what he told me that evening and stuff, and I incorporated that into our program here in the community to teach skills to the youth to support their art so they can go out there and actually make money along with their art so their art will continue to grow.
Right, right.
So thank you, Marvin Craig.
You see, that's the kind of insights that normally people would not get, but you're getting it right here in Funk from the Front Seat. So now you guys kind of know, yeah. where things begin at. I love these little tidbit stories. I do. I get them all the time. I love them because that's beautiful. Because you're shouting out, person that kind of, gave you a little inspiration, and we need that. We always pay it forwards and backwards, So you got together, after, you saw a physical place, a building, right? And
right.
How did you start? And I know a lot of the artwork that we're going to show is some of your own, as well as another gentleman that you mentioned, I believe, right?
Right.
You're going to show a couple of different pieces. But did people just start sending you work, or did you solicit work to kind of make your gallery happen, or it just kind of all came together a little bit at a time?
I solicited their work. Curtis Wilcox, I solicited his work quite a few years ago now, I think, and Hegley Wigan as well from the UK, and just recently, the legendary Nona Hatte.
Wow.
Yes, from Maryland. Yes, that's a true blessing to be working with her, an absolute blessing there. But yes, I am, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I'm going to yell at my nephew for not sending you work. You know what I'm talking about, too. I'm going to get on him. He's such a procrastinator. He's got a basement full of stuff. He does.
I'm still waiting.
I tell him all the time. Hey, you're making me look bad. I made this connection for you, and now you're not sending up.
I love his artwork.
Yeah,
I'm waiting. I'm patient. Sometimes
I know you are.
A long time too.
And thank you for not yelling at me for it. Don't worry, I'm gonna yell at him for you. And I sent him a link, so he's watching right now. So Pat, you better send this woman some
it's
work.
Okay. Take your time.
You better send him some work.
I'm not going
send
anywhere.
Send him some work. So you work in, and it's environment and funding is always a problem. You're one of the few people that I actually see break through that barrier a lot. So tell us a little bit and tell people out there about your struggles and how you can kind of tell them a shortcut to some of this funding that maybe you found out along the way.
Oh, boy. A shortcut.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I would have to say it's cross promotion.
Okay.
Okay, it's to cross promoting and working with other businesses in your communities. Don't do that. You can't do something like this alone right now. Not at all. You have to reach out there in your community and work with other businesses and other organizations as well that need help. Always volunteer. Volunteering is key. Find something from your heart that you believe in. And work on that with other organizations and stuff. And you'll find out, that they'll help you as well. This is about teamwork. And that's really key. It's absolutely that, no doubt. It's helping other organizations and businesses from the heart.
Right, right. That's really invaluable information for those of you listening out there. Yeah. And we want you to keep speaking. Your picture froze on us, but it's okay. We want you to keep speaking because we hear you fine. Here we are hanging out with founder and CEO of the Art Awareness Program, in Yakima Valley in Washington State. It's a nonprofit organization. Her information, Lisa's information, is on the bottom. It benefits the youth in her town and benefits her whole community. So you guys drop her a line, man, and make sure you connect with Lisa. She's doing great things out there. And we're going to show some of her artwork in a second. But, try to help, independent artists do what they do. And Lisa is helping in a big way. So we need you guys to jump on board and, show her some love and support, and drop her a few dollars, man, so she can keep this thing going. It's very important.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank for real, you. For real. It's straight up important. You're making change happen, and that's what we need. So Mark, can you bring up some of that artwork? We're going to show some of Lisa's artwork, and there was some jewelry in there as well. So we can look at it. There's a few pieces that towards the end, the Picasso type pieces, I thought were really deep. Very, very cool. Yeah. I like that. That was deep. I saw several faces in that work. So while Mark is bringing that up, again, once we are hanging out, IBM.TV, Funk from the front seat. My guest is Miss Lisa Graham, the founder and CEO of the Art Awareness Project, nonprofit, benefits the youth in Yakima Valley. It's at the Yakima Valley Amphitheater, I believe. So, y'all need to go ahead and check her out. Yay, it's what's happening. Trust me. Yeah. There's a piece right there. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Can you make that larger, Mark?
That's one of our artists that I attended one of our events right there. And okay. I think that's JP Boyds, the volunteer activist in the community that stands up for women, JP Boyd. Right.
Okay. And I know you're a huge activist when it comes to women's rights as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's JP Boyd. JP Boyd, you rock, guy. He's also a concrete guy.
Okay.
He's amazing.
Okay. There you go. That's beautiful.
Yep. There we have another person's art that attended one of our events as well. It's beautiful. Beautiful artist here in the community.
Absolutely. I know. And it represents that region of the country, it speaks to me in a way that says, it belongs in your gallery. It really does,
Beautiful. Thank you.
That's the one I like, too.
Another JP Boyd right there. Yeah, that's the Corona Man.
Yes, I thought about that.
Fantastic.
Yes. That's amazing. Who did that piece?
It is. JP.
I love that.
Beautiful colors and absolutely amazing imagination he has.
Yes.
All heart. That man is all heart.
Yes. Yes. Corona is very evil. And that expresses to me just how aware people were.
Yeah. Sculpture jewelry. Well, I learned how to do sculpture from Marcelo Rega, a master sculptor from Argentina.
Wow.
Yes. We worked together here in Yakima on a $750,000 economic development project for the community.
Okay.
Some artwork here that we have for social justice that JP Boyd brought in. Thank you, JP.
I love that. Rise up. That was deep. That was one of the pieces that I looked at. It touched me. Yeah, it was deep.
Beautiful.
Mark, can you go back to the sculpture for a second? Go back to the sculpture for 1 second, please. I wanted to see something. I wanted to ask Lisa something about it. Yeah, just go back to the sculpture. One more. Yeah, right there. Did you go to Argentina or did he come to you or he was just there?
He came to me. He was just here a short while.
Okay.
Yeah, he came to me, and he was here in Yakima to help us on the project for about 6 months.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Yeah, so, we have some beautiful artwork of his here.
Right.
In the community,
Now,
we are really blessed like that.
Did he do pieces that you actually sell, or was it all just for your gallery?
He did. There are some pieces that I have for sale. The great thing here is we actually have an original piece that he made here in Yakima for Bootsy
Wow.
Collins, the starship. Yeah, he made I don't know what you would call that, but he's made a small model of a larger starship
Right.
here in Yakima,
Right.
originally intended for Bootsy Collins. Yes.
Right, right. See, the funk is everywhere. This is why I love you, because I knew you was a funk sister. I could feel it. You're just so creative. We're hanging out with Lisa Graham today. You know, my funk sister from other side of the West Coast up in Washington State. And we're looking at some of her beautiful art. Now, hold on this for a minute. Go back, Mark, go back to Rise Up, please. Thank you, sir. Okay, when this piece came out, it was in the height of the Black Lives Matter movement, correct?
Yes.
I remember, because I remember
yes.
You posted it, and it had a profound effect, along with, you know, thousands of other artists that were speaking
yes.
to us in a way that art hasn't spoke to us in quite some time.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It was deep. And for those of you that don't know, the parody, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but is the parody related to 1968 of the Olympics,
yes.
where they were holding up the fists at the Olympics?
Yes, exactly. Holding the
Okay.
torch.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
That is deep. And you know, when I saw this, right, I was like, okay. It was one of the things that made me understand how the world was seeing everything that was going on. Everybody at the same time got in this movement, you know?
Yes.
And it was a beautiful thing. Thank you, Mark. This next piece I love. Straight up funkadelic.
Yes, it is.
I seen all the faces. Tell me about this piece, Lisa.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
That was when I was going through a transitional phase in my life. That's
yes.
when at the very moment that I was changing everything in my life. And it all started with my mind. Because you have to change your mind before you change anything in your life. You have to change your mind. So that's exactly what that is in painting.
I want to get your picture. I want to get your video back, you know, because I want to see you smiling because it's frozen on this side. But Mark, hit that next one for me, please. Yes. Again.
Oh.
Very cosmic.
Yes, that one right there is, that was some hard times that I was going through. That I overcame, and that's all in painting, all of the hard times that I went through this last year when I ran into people that were less than the best.
Yeah.
And I had to overcome that, and that showed everything in painting that I had gone through.
Yeah. So you put a lot of your raw emotion into your art, right?
Right.
Yeah. And
it's all free flowing. I don't even know what it's going to look like until I'm done. I have no idea. I just,
right.
I put on the music, and whatever I feel, I just paint it out, and then it just kind of shows up.
Right. That's a gift.
Yes.
I tell you that that's a beautiful gift to have. And
Thank
as
you.
I was looking, yes. Can we get your video back, Mark? Can we get her video back? Because her face is frozen. I like to see her smiling. But it's all good if we can't. Maybe it's the bandwidth, you know, throughout the country. They're messing with 5G, 4G, and everything else. So I don't really know. Again, you guys are hanging out with us on Funk from the Front Seat. My special guest today is Miss Lisa Graham. She is the founder and CEO of the Yakima Art Awareness Project in Yakima Valley, Washington State, at the amphitheater there. It's a nonprofit organization. It benefits the youth. She also does an after-school program, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And she's really, really all over social media. So y'all need to check her out, you know, and make sure that, you know, you guys support what these independent artists are doing. And again, you know, we want to thank Lisa for joining us. It's very early on the West Coast, and she was kind enough to join us and make this interview possible. And it's actually part one of part two. So for those of you that don't know, we will be doing a part two. She has some very... Yes, you're coming in a little bit. I hear you. Can't see you yet. Yes, and we're going to
for that part two.
Yes, stay tuned for that part two.
And I appreciate the part one.
Yes, no doubt. And only because, you know, you're going to drop some special surprises for people in part two that we're not even going to tell them.
That's right.
we'll
just have to wait and see.
What do you
say? This will be for everyone. You know,
yes,
all the artists, all the performing artists, absolutely. Okay. Musicians, you know, with the amphitheater, you know, I figured out how to have live performances under the COVID guidelines. Safe performances. So I'm really excited.
Yes, that's a beautiful thing. And we're trying to get your picture back. I hear your voice, but I'm trying to get your picture back. Like, it bothers me a little bit that the weather and the distance and I can't get everything that I need, but I have part of you and I'll accept that because I'm listening to you. Right? And that's good. I'll take that because, you know, technology is something else. It's crazy, man. And we were just looking at a lot of your portraits. And now you also do an after school program, correct?
Right. We do an after school art program that's free to the community. But because of the COVID right now, we haven't had that, you know, up and going. But we're going to start some social distancing dances here pretty soon. As soon as I get all my production up and running here in the community.
Right.
That's what we're going to work on because we don't have school right now. So we're going to have to, you know, do something like that, you know, to get the kids doing something that they enjoy.
Right.
And we found out that they would really love to come and do a dance.
Yeah, that's true. I know my daughter's 12 and 16. She had a virtual Halloween party, you know, and they were trying to do that. And between everything you do and taking care of your own family, how do you find the time? Like, how do you balance the time with all your things that you're involved in?
That's a tough one. I just have to do my best. I have to do my best. And, you know, I have to, you know, thank the fact and stuff that my schedule just worked out that I can do it all.
Cool.
And it just laid out that way that I was able to do it all.
So right.
It's just how it worked out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That works. Can you think, Mark, should she log back off and log back on again? Because I have a voice, but I don't have a video. What do you think, Mark? Let me know. And don't feel bad, Lisa, because this happens like all the time, especially, you know, sometimes I'm here on the East. North Carolina always has storms. So it's probably on our end for sure that we're not making a connection. But I want people to see you. And we got a little bit of time if you want to hang out a little bit more. I do have some other things that I want to talk to you about. Is that cool?
Okay. Yeah. I don't feel bad. I feel great. I appreciate it.
Yeah, they do. And then you log back on. We're hanging out with Lisa Graham. You know, she's an amazing person, human being. We're having technical difficulties today. But here in North Carolina, we have had really bad storms. And the weather is just all crazy. As you guys know, there's a tropical storm on the East Coast as well that could be affecting our feed from Washington State to here. But, you know, the funk will survive just like it always does. Lisa is the founder and CEO of the Art Awareness Project, also an after-school project in Yakima Valley at the amphitheater there. It's a nonprofit organization. It benefits the youth of her community. She's a community activist, also an activist for women's rights in that community, which is why I really wanted to have her on my show. I thought it was very important. November is Ladies Month. What's up, Dr. Brookenstein? I know you're watching out there. I saw you beam in before. We're having technical issues. We're going to get Lisa back in a second. Everybody that's hanging out with us, thank you for joining the show on Funk from the Front Seat. Brought to you by IBM.TV. And don't forget, check out our sponsors. Go to the dollar store. You know, you guys can hang out and buy all kinds of good stuff. Let me duck under Mark's banner. Yeah, so check it out. Y'all could go there and check out Lynn Shepherd and all the things that he's doing. IBM is trying to blow up and make it happen in a big way. We're going to bring Lisa back in a second. We're still going to do some more in-depth inside information. And, you know, she mentioned I'm the brother from Lakeside, you know, she was talking to about starting her thing and her vision. And one of her quotes, three things you should never feel guilty of is change for the better, knowing your worth, and staying true to your vision. And those are three things that, you know, I use as a mantra all the time, you know. And I see Lisa's trying to get back on with us. We don't have her picture, but I think we got our volume again. And it's a shame we don't have the picture. But, you know, we'll make that work out. Who knows what it is? Who knows what's in the air? 5G. Oh, there she is. Yep. Hello. I hear you, Mark. It's all good, bro. You have her back?
Yeah, she's back. I don't know whether she can hear us. If you can hear us, Lisa, it looks like she's back on. So we'd love to have you engage in this conversation with Zach. He's doing a great job, and I'd love to have some more of your conversation. So I think that it's been an amazing conversation about the art world and all of that. So I'm turning it back over to Zach, and hopefully everything's going to work out.
It will. It always does. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
This happens sometimes. What these weird days, but it's on our end. I know it is because we got vicious storms on the East Coast down here, and actually today we're kind of like in the middle, the eye of it. We had rain for 2 days straight, so I'm sure it's something on our end that keeps us fading in and out. And for that, I apologize. You know, and we just looked at a lot of your work, your artwork. Tell us some of the new projects. We're not going to tip the music thing, but tell us some of the new projects that you got coming up that you're going to be involved with, as well as, you know, you're a woman's activist there in that part of the country. So give us a little insight on that.
Well, right now, the newest project that other than the Yakima Valley Amphitheater that we are working on, is we're expanding our production. We are going to expand our production into video, making music videos is what I'm working on. I'm a hands-on person, and I'm trying to learn that myself. I'm trying to get someone on board that knows that, and I know a few people in the community. I was really, you know, hoping to link up with Ron Barros, who is a photographer, well-known, does a lot of work with More Stay in the Time. So I was hoping to work with him in San Francisco so he can teach me some of the ins and outs when it comes to photography and production.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to offer, because of the COVID, as I learn, as everyone else wants to be on the project, to make some videos that are a little bit more affordable right now for musicians because of the economic situation.
Thank you.
Yes. It's, you know, those videos and stuff, they're thousands of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to think of a way that we can make it, you know, possibly free or much more economically feasible.
That's what's up. See, always give it, because trust us, musicians, we're always broke. Always.
You got to save money. These are tough times right now. We got to, you know, you have to have videos out there, you know, to get your music. People love visual.
Yeah.
You know, we love to hear great music, but it's those videos that really make a difference. You know, people see those videos and those are captivating. People love
they are. Yeah. And you know, you're always thinking ahead, always down the line, macro vision. This is why you're a successful, powerful woman. And, you know, I'm so grateful to have you on the show. And I'm already thinking about part two. you know, when you can come back and make this work. And I'm so glad we got visual and picture and audio back at the same time, which is great. I always say prayers. And I'm like, please let today's production go well. And then at the end of it, I'm always going to blame Mark no matter what. So don't worry. I'm always going to be like, Mark, it's your fault. We joke around, but Mark is the man behind the glass. He's a good guy. He's my producer. Been with me since May. We started this thing. And, you know, he makes sure graphics and, you know, the things that I want to come up. And I'm constantly calling Mark during the week. So shout out to you, Mark, letting him know what I'm doing. You know, and it's beautiful to see it all come together. Hanging out today on Funk from the Front Seat, IBM.TV, we have, you know, Lisa Graham. And again, she's the founder and CEO of a nonprofit organization, you know, art awareness program for her part of the world and country. And, you know, please go support what she's doing. Her information's at the bottom. Contact her. If you're an artist, you know, you need to send her some of your work. Curtis Wilcox, you know, we all know him. He does some of my stuff. Absolutely. He's giving stuff. You know, the gentleman. Zach.
Can I interrupt for a minute? That's yes, really jump. Important.
Jump.
If you could, you know, get a hold of me, if you're an artist and send your artwork here to Yakima, Washington, we have people come in all the time looking at the artwork and, you know, donating to your art, and the artist receives all of that money for that. And like I said, we are an artist community here, and art is always going, you know, here. So we appreciate that. And, you know, we all work together that way.
Y'all heard what she said. So you need to do that. And make sure.
We want to see your art.
Yes. Make sure you send it to her. And she's hands-on, like you said. Have you always been like a hands-on person? You seem like, you definitely want to make sure everything, you get the maximum out of everything that you put your energy into. Have you always been that type of person?
Yes. You brought that up. How funny. I said that yesterday to Louise. I'm a hands-on person. I have to be hands-on. It has to be the maximum. It has to be the best me that I can bring all the time.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
See, I know certain
things.
I'm not
perfect, of course, and I don't try to hide my imperfections in any way, but I'm just trying to make sure that I do my best for myself and others.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the keys to your success, your drive. People that are successful have a drive, an engine, a motor that never shuts off. And thank God, because you make the world beautiful. You know what I mean? You're into the funk thing. And, you know, you help kids. Tell us about some of the, just one particular story about a child that you kind of took under your wing and helped them fly a little bit.
Oh, boy.
I know there's many.
Well, actually, right now I just was approved with Yakima, Yakima Valley as a mentor. I haven't got my mentee yet because of the COVID, and we're still trying to work with another organization here in the community. But one in particular that touched my heart that was part of our program here was a young girl and stuff. And she said that my artwork inspired her artwork. And that was just, that touched me so much that my art inspired her to do her art. So what I did is I went ahead and I took her artwork and I donated money for hers. And I have that at my house.
Wow.
So that really touched my heart.
Yeah. That's amazing. David Brooks says hello. Otis Hawk says hello. Shout out
hello.
To you. All your good things that you're doing. Yeah. What you just said.
Thank
you. Cool. What you just said is very powerful. And if everybody could just take a piece of you and run with that, the world would be better. It really would be. It's very powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, what your daily grind is, most people wouldn't be able to keep up with that. Because I'm serious. I'm telling you because I know because, see, I work on a whole flip schedule. But when I see you up early in the morning. I see you late at night. You're always constantly pushing out that positive energy. And I can't speak on that enough because that's what's needed. You know, there's been times when I reached out to you and I really needed you and you was there for me. And I'll never forget that. And I'm always going to be grateful. You know, I even told my daughters, they're 12 and 16, about you and your work. My youngest daughter, she's shy. I'm trying to get her to send you some work. So eventually, you know, you'll probably get hers before you get Pat's. But be that as it may, tell us, as future goes, and you're working on a new thing with the music, and you're going to get into shooting videos. Is there anything else that you're involved in right now that's kind of sitting there and you're saying, hey, I might want to do this because COVID has got us in a certain place that we all had right. to pivot. How have you had to pivot due to COVID?
Myself, I have to focus on, you know, success instead of survival. You get that mindset in this time, you could just be struggling along, just trying to make it. You at this point, when it comes to our project, we have to strive for success because it's not just about us. It's about right. everyone that's involved with the project.
Right.
And currently what I'm specifically working on, is putting people in a position of leadership on their own. I have people that are actually being put in their own businesses. That is the ultimate goal of the Art Awareness Project, is to have right. people successfully owning their own businesses.
Right.
Yeah, because this is a time when small businesses went under. We got to get that back.
Yes, we
There's
do.
There's families that are suffering, and especially people of color in the community are suffering greatly. So that's what I am focusing on in my project here in the community with others, is putting people in business opportunities to become, you know, their own bosses.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. You know, that's a great thing, and I'm so glad we're touching on this. Here we are hanging out with Lisa Graham. We're having technical difficulties, but you can see her beautiful face right there, and, you know, hear her voice. And she's making things happen, even in the midst of what could be insurmountable odds, COVID and everything else. This woman right here, powerful woman, is making things happen. And that's what we need people to know about. As you empower other small business owners and you set them up, are you doing it right now locally, or are you doing it nationally or globally?
I'm doing it locally and nationally.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, that's what we need.
I can only do so much. It's also up to the individual as well. I have to be honest. I don't succeed all the time. It's also up to the individual. You have right. to be 100% invested and believe in what you're doing to be successful with the Art Awareness Project, to become your own business owner and entity. Absolutely.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yep. And see, that's the gift that you have. You know, sometimes, man, you know, the creator puts the light out there and it's up to us to find it, you know. And you shine bright. You're, like I said, you're a superstar. You shine bright.
Aw, thank really, you, Zach. You do, you really, too. Really.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The front seat. I love
yes, it.
It
is. Yeah, we're trying to make it happen. So who came up with the title Art Awareness Project? Tell us a little bit about that.
That came to be that I knew for myself years ago that art was something that was necessary in my life. And I knew it was necessary in my life when I no longer had it, when it was no longer available to me. I knew it was something that everyone needed in their lives to make it, you know, have purpose.
Right.
For me, I was an advanced art student in high school in Montana. But then when I moved from Montana to Arlington, Washington, they no longer had an art program. And I was lost. I was lost without that that outlet. So right. At that point, I knew how important art was and that right. I was going to make sure, you know, if not for myself, others that needed art as well would have that, you know, option and availability.
Right. Wow. See, you took the baton and you ran with it and you went in the race. Let me tell you, that's a very inspiring story to hear. And thank you for sharing it, because the people out there, you know, today watching, and that will go back and rewatch this show, you know, you'll be inspiring them. I know you're going to be hearing from people about your story.
Thank you.
It's very, very cool. Very, very cool. You know, unexpected kindness.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because people, Zach, I have to explain this. People sometimes they expect the axe to fall, you know, and they're so shocked when it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, and they're shocked when you say, no, it's okay. You know, that was an accident. You know, let me help you out or something like that. And they remember that. And they remember that kindness. And what they do in turn is they bring that kindness back to someone else. And it's just a matter of fact. You know, you throw out positive vibes, you know, and do it from your heart. People don't need that negativity and that harshness, especially right now. You know, we need the kindness. And it's the person that's, you know, negative and, you know, and in that way, that those are the people that really need that positivity most.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right about that. You know, it's been so much 2020 hindsight, vision, whatever you want to call it this year, and the learning and, you know, all of the tragic losses and, you know, this year we still got, what, a couple of months to go, right? It's like, where do you see the Art Awareness Project, you know, by say 2 to 3 to 5 years from now? What do you see?
I see the Art Awareness Project expanding. I see it expanding nationally and beyond. When it comes to the Yakima Valley Amphitheater, I see great entertainment coming in from across the state and from across the country. It only goes, you know, up from here. And I'm really blessed to be part of this whole program. And the wonderful people that support this program and me across, you know, the country as well and in the community.
There you go. You know, and for sure, you know, once we get our thing right, we'll definitely figure out a way to get over there. And, you know, if we can do live or however we got to do it, you know, to make it work, because I definitely want to be part of it. Yeah, for real. You know, I want to be part of what you're doing.
I can't wait to show everyone.
Yeah.
I got a meeting today, in fact.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Good. You let us know. And when you know, when you want to come back on, you let me know and I'll figure out a time to get you in. And, you know, we'll talk about that then, you know. And I'm so happy to have had you today and going forward, you know, with future shows. And, you know, I feel lifted today. And that's why I do this show, to help lift people up, you know. And you coming on, you know, you're like a distant star angel that shoots down with all of this great stuff. Here we are hanging out today. Lisa, your final closing thoughts to the world that's watching today and that's been listening. And again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. What would you say to anyone watching today, your final thoughts about peace and love and what you're doing?
Oh, throw it out there. Throw it out there as much as possible. Right now, across the country, in every community, we're dealing with this economic crisis. We're dealing with people that are losing their loved ones to this COVID. The future is uncertain. We have to have that positive mindset. And, you know, I know that we have the social distancing. I know that we have to be safe, but think of some way where you can make a difference when, you know, that to someone that's struggling, you know, write a note. Gosh, you know, text them something nice. You know, maybe, you know, send, you know, some flowers to someone that's having a hard time. Do what you can for your community right now. Gosh, I don't know what else to say. You know, in these times, we really need to come together. And we're all going to get through this, even though, you know, it seems like, you know, we don't know where that this all stops or whatever. But if you keep faith and stay positive and we all work together, we're going to get through this. We just all have to follow the rules and keep faith. That's what we have to do. Yeah.
You know what? That sums it up better than I could ever put it, because we do and we will and we will conquer. We have always done that. And the light will always outshine the dark. Again, today, we were hanging out with Lisa Graham. We had technical issues all through the show, but it's okay because we worked through them. I'm sure it was this North Carolina screwed up weather, hurricane, whatever storm stuff we're getting. But Lisa, I want to thank you. You've been an amazing guest. Please support this woman and what she does. She is the founder and CEO of the Art Awareness Project and After School Project in Yakima Valley, at the Yakima Valley Amphitheater in Washington State. She's a woman, women's rights advocate, you know, a mother, you know, does all these great things for her family. Lisa, again, I want to thank you for hanging out with us. Come back and join us for part two. Please stay safe. And anything I could do, and I don't know if you can see me or not, but anything I can do. Okay, good. Anything I can do to help you further your cause and bring attention to your nonprofit organization that benefits the youth around the world and help you build these businesses up, please let me know. Don't hesitate. I'm always a phone call away. And again, you've been a marvelous guest.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Funk in the front seat. I love that. Funk in the front seat.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And as always, I'm going to take it out like this. Thank you, Lisa. As always, we bring it out hot. We come in hot and we bring it out hot. See y'all around. Don't forget, support everything that IBM TV is doing. You know, and again, my special guest today was Lisa Graham. It was very, very cool. And tomorrow on Funk Music with Zach, we have Nancy Marie. You know, she's going to be coming on, kicking it about her video and all her production entities and entertainment things that she's doing. Tune in tomorrow at 12 p.m. on IBM. Today, we had Lisa Graham kicking it with us, my funk sister, funk from the front seat. She's the founder and CEO of the Art Awareness Project. You got a chance to look at her artwork. You got a chance to hear where her vision is and where it's going, how she's helping all these people in her community. You got a chance to feel and see her love out there. Despite what's going on in the world, Lisa has a positive attitude, is trying to help the world heal itself. And with just a little bit of help, that's all that we all need. And that's what we have to do. If you have a birthday, happy birthday. Anniversary, happy anniversary. If you lost someone, my condolences to you. Please stay safe. Wear your mask. Use your hand sanitizer. These two things right here are very, very important in our lives now. Let's just get with it. These are the things that we're going to have to carry with us at all times. So make a way to try to make sure you have these two things, if nothing else. I keep mine with me all the time. I want to thank the man behind the glass, keeping it funky. Yes, my brother, Mark Lee, back there, my producer. And he has been since I started this in May. Funk from the front seat loves everybody out there. We want you to know, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, or you don't believe in anything. I don't care if you're atheist, Catholic, Baptist, Protestant, or you don't believe in anything. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care about any of that stuff. The only thing I care about is for you out there to know that I love you. We love you at Funk from the Front Seat. If you're feeling down and you're having any stress, We all got COVID stress. Reach out. Like Lisa said, be a kind neighbor. Go send somebody flowers. Pick up the phone, like Lisa said, and call someone. Make sure you're reaching out. You never know what your next door neighbor is going to need from you. And when it comes to kindness, and this is one of Lisa's favorite mantras that I like, an unexpected kindness is the most powerful, least costly, and most underrated agent of human change. Be the change, y'all. I'm number 9. Funk from the front seat. I'm out. Woo! Roll call. New York City. New Jersey. Pennsylvania. Philadelphia. Yakima, Washington State. California, yay! Woo, love you. Kentucky, Utah, funkin' in the front seat, y'all. Canada, Texas, Houston, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Bay Shore, Long Island, Staten Island, Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx. Yes, yes, yes. In the middle of the country, MPLS, Minneapolis, Ohio, Bootsy, Bootsy, y'all. Yes, in the middle of the country, where y'all at? How's everybody doing? Roll call for all the funky people out there. Yeah, funk from the front seat. We love you. Australia's in the house. Germany's in the house. Yeah, yeah. All my peeps over there in England, Dubai, and don't forget India. Ancient, I want you to feel better, bro. Remember, there's a spiritual purpose. Shout out to P-Funk Radio, JTRP, Larry Funkster Jones, Robin Denson, Circle of Peace, Ted Don Gonzalez, love you. Dr. Brookenstein, Benevolent Funk, Otis Hawk. I love all y'all. Michael Get Down Brown, Michael Patterson in Georgia. There's a spiritual purpose, y'all, so make it funky. I love y'all. I'm number 9, Funk from the front seat. It's been a beautiful day. Tomorrow we got Nancy Marie. So y'all hang out. See you later. Peace.